April 15th marks 100 years to the moment when radio became important worldwide. The Titanic hit an iceberg and a Morse message was sent. On a liner only 19 miles away from the Titanic, a radio officer had just gone off duty and was unaware what was happening. Ships further away heard the SOS and assisted in the rescue. This led to the Radio Act of 1912 stipulating ships' radio rooms be manned 24 hours a day. Radio's importance was established. Governments welcomed the arrival of broadcast radio, seeking to use it as an educational tool. Germany calling. Radio flourished as an entertainment medium for the masses. By the time of World War II, radio had established itself as a propaganda tool, highly sought after by warring sides. The public's love affair with the wireless was only equalled by nation states, who had a medium to reach everyone coast to coast and beyond. The heyday made way for the golden age of radio, which in Ireland lasted into the 1980s. Dear Frankie, GAA commentaries from Micheál O'Hare, the Gay Byrne Hour, and drama like The Kennedys of Castle Ross, which first aired on April 14, 1955. Radio was the glue that held a young nation together. Radio's dominance in the media landscape was unshakable, not even by television. FM broadcasting increased access to local programming, making way for a popular wave of pirate radio stations which trailblazed the establishment of local radio in every county in 1988. More choice equaled fragmentation, which is bad news for incumbent media. But the new entrants were pale imitations of their former illegal selves. Highly regulated and over-formatted, the radio dial got more packed and more bland.
Well, now's your opportunity.
So is radio important today? In my opinion, radio needs more Jerry Ryans to sit in front of a microphone from breakfast to lights out. For the much-needed managed anarchy, when radio becomes so important, you must tune in. Radio continues to matter when the content matters to the audience.